Carolyn, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us. What's the latest at the Butternut School this week?
Well, there's a couple of things. I mean, besides the regular updates, one thing I wanted to highlight today, Joel, is some of the effects that we're already seeing with Away for the Day, which is a policy that lots of schools have implemented as far as cell phone use during the day and devices. I should add that as well, tablets, smartwatches, AirPods, you know, anything that can connect you away sure. from and distract you from learning. And so our policy states that cell phones have to be off, devices have to be off and off of your person. And we are seeing some really positive results with that. A couple of things that are very obvious are the conversations that are happening at lunchtime, in the hallways. They're more positive. During homerooms, kids are taking some other social risks that we would not see otherwise. I think for fear of it being posted and blasted all over the world. so that's really exciting. And that is coming through in the work in their academic groups, too. We're seeing stronger cooperative learning, and it's making it more of an opportunity to release a lot of that responsibility and help students grow and take on that ownership for their learning. And
yeah, this is a transition for a lot of schools, isn't it?
Yeah.
This is a transition time, figuring out how to do this and do this correctly, right?
Yeah, yep. It's a process, and it's hard for the kids. And so I commend our students. They are doing an awesome job.
Right.
Overall, we have had very good success with very little barrier to that. So I'm really excited for that.
All right. Fantastic. Sports teams are busy and the school's buzzing, right?
They are. We are very busy. Had a couple wins last night. That's awesome. Our middle school girls travel to Solon Springs tonight. I think there is a JV football game tonight as well. So, yeah, lots of exciting things going on. We have a couple more upcoming referendum informational meetings. The 25th of this month will be at the Butternut Village Hall, and then there's two in October on Sunday the 6th at 1:30 and Wednesday the 23rd at 3:30. Those are both at the Butternut School.
All right. All right, yeah. Carolyn, very good. Thank you for all the information. We always appreciate you guys taking the time to update us.
You bet. Thanks, Joel.
Thank you, Carolyn. Carolyn Pollitt, she is district administrator of the Butternut School. Yeah, that transition, I was talking last week with a school teacher from another school district about that, and that school districts are working their way through the best way to transition because kids and the cell phones and, like she said, all the devices, very distracting, finding a way to turn those off during the school day. Not easy. Not easy for anybody. I don't know about you, but, you know, if your phone isn't with you, for most people, you feel just kind of a little bit weird, right? So you got to peel yourself away from that sometimes. So the transition going on, not only in Butternut, but at many schools, and all high schools, I think across the entire country, and maybe even around the world.